And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all in North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. We are covering down on some ground here in North Alabama, and I am glad of it. Hey, listen, I got a caller. Let me just go ahead and do that before I switch gears. I'll take that line one. John from Madison. Hey, John, Phil Williams, how are you?
Hey, Phil, how you been?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I have to agree with Stephanie, but I think the roots of the discussion of the inhibition of our side, especially to speak in public and openly, was political correctness back in the early 90s. And I really am glad that Donald Trump tried to put an end to it all during his reign, because maybe one would argue it's politeness, but in my opinion, it's shunted speech, period, because they were always able to frame the themes and topics and then, of course, how to say it. So I honestly believe the roots of the conversation you just had with Stephanie was based in political correct speech, which I think came out in the 90s. Yeah. And I'm not for it at all. I'm with Donald Trump on this one.
No, great points, man. And, telling somebody they were not politically correct was the early version of cancel culture.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. A great point, John. Hey, thanks for listening, man. I appreciate the call.
All right.
All right. Take care. That's a great point. And you know what, though? That almost is like a segue to my next topic. So if you want to text in, by the way, here's the deal. We have a phone number, 833-68-RIGHT. That's our phone number, 833-687-4448. And you can call that number like John just did, or you can text that number. If you text it for the very first time, then make sure you text the word right side, because that drops you into the system, and thereafter we will have the ability to call you by your name or text you back and say, hey, thanks, John from Madison or whoever. There's the whole section I'm going to do right now is on wordsmithing and politically correct. How many times were we told at times that it was not politically correct to use that term anymore? You can no longer say that. You can't call them that. You can't go that way. You know, at one point, and what's kind of funny is like look at racial terms. At one point, you couldn't call people white, they were Caucasian. You couldn't call people black, they were African-American. I saw an article the other day that said that now you can't say African-American, you have to say black. I mean, at what point did we stop saying gay as a happy word because gay became homosexual? I mean, have you noticed that? There are things and words that have been co-opted, changed, told were politically incorrect or correct, and it's everywhere. In fact, here's a story that infuriates me. I don't even have this one printed out. I saw it right before the show started. And so it's up on my screen right now. It's on Fox News today. The headline is, Woke Department of Defense Equity Chief Writes Anti-White Posts. Like, quote, exhausted with these white folks. Now, this is the person who is in charge. I went to a DOD school overseas. When we were stationed in England, I went to London Central High School, a Department of Defense Education Association school. DOD. This lady is the head of diversity, equity, and inclusion for DOD schools. And she's writing things on her social media about how she's just so sick of white folks. Oh, no. I'm not even talking about a little bit. Like, how about the section right here where she literally tweeted out that she's exhausted with white folks in her whatever sessions, PD sessions? What is PD? I don't know what PD is. Her PD session she was doing, it was some kind of diversity. That's right, it was diversity session trainings. And said that one lady actually had the caudacity, that's C-A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, caudacity, to say that black people can be racist too. Said I had to stop the session and give that Karen the business. Well, Kalisa Wing is the head of the DOD's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Department for the DOD schools. What is caudacity? Well, that's what the section I'm doing on the show right now, wordsmithing. Caudacity? What is that? Apparently, for people like Kalisa Wing, that's a new phrase that means you're a Caucasian who had the audacity to say something that conflicted with her version of political correctness. You had the caudacity to speak. I'm sorry. I thought you were in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion, Kalisa Wing. By the way, at the last request, the DOD had not yet responded to requests for information about whether she's going to keep her job or at least be reprimanded. And I don't see in scrolling down. I mean, this article is pretty lengthy because she's also written books. about white privilege and how does she even get this job? Well, anyway, there's that. Wordsmithing. That's where I'm headed next. And by the way, a lot of this stuff is just silly, funny, crazy. So if you're doing the texting thing with us, I would love for you to text in what is your least, like what words in woke culture are you just tired of? What phrases? Could you get rid of one, please? Could we eliminate that word? I'd be very happy. Text me your thoughts. I got a whole stack of them right here. Wordsmithing. This is going to be funny and maddening all at the same time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, the text line is interesting right now. There's actually a couple of them that I don't feel like I can even read. So, yeah, I agree. Those words shouldn't be used, and I won't repeat them on the air, but thank you for the text. Brandon from Athens texted in that he's just tired of the words political correctness. I agree. I totally agree. Brandon, if we could do... It's politically incorrect to say politically correct now, I guess. Maybe there's that. But yeah, you want to text in? Tell me what your least favorite phrase or wording is that indicates woke culture or the revision by you know, liberals of the English language. Tell me what you got. I got an article here off the Inquirer.com. Not National Enquirer. It's a different one. Just the Inquirer.com. Spelled with an I, by the way. Now more than ever, it says, you need to know these nine phrases and avoid them like the plague in 2022. I found this interesting. So basically, this is nothing but, this is one person's, like, hit list of phrases they're just tired of. Like, things that we've heard way too much of in 2022. He says, please don't anybody say the phrase post-pandemic to me again. I agree. Can we just please stop with the post-pandemic? Now, he sort of takes the phrase that we may always be in. We're not always going to be in the pandemic, but we can also stop talking about it like that. Another one is he hates the phrase, you're on mute. How many times in the last couple of years, as people began to work more remotely and they're on Microsoft Teams or they're on Zoom or whatever else, and you can see the person who's not used to it and they're just talking and you're like, and half the crowd's going, John, you're on mute. John, you're on, can you unmute yourself? Yeah, he's tired of hearing you're on mute. He's actually tired of the word woke. So there's that. And he's also really sick of the phrase cancel culture. But here's the thing. It's amazing in wordsmithing how certain words become a thing and they're really not supposed to be. Like, here's an article off hotair.com dated yesterday, September 12th. It says, the title of it is, that time that Chick-fil-A tweeted your community and people lost their minds. Yeah, I saw this and I thought, what? And we read it, it starts off by saying, all this hullabaloo was over spicy chicken nuggets. We live in crazy times. He said, if you heard that a Chick-fil-A customer enjoyed his grilled spicy deluxe but lamented that there's no offering on the menu for spicy nuggets, would you think that Twitter would develop into something that perpetually outraged people on social media? Well, when you wordsmith everything and you make everything offensive or everything woke, yeah. So what happened was this. A Chick-fil-A customer named Don posted a tweet, and Chick-fil-A just responded like in his words in this article, her words, Karen Townsend, an attentive company would do. Says the problem came in the wording of the response. He just tweeted out, "Hey, grilled spicy deluxe, but still no spicy nuggets." And they responded back, "Your community will be the first to know if spicy items are added to the permanent menu, Don." It's a nice response. They point out, Don doesn't sound like a jerk, does he? And Chick-fil-A sounds rather amiable in their response, but the catchphrase, "your community," is apparently considered racist. And then they go on to say, you can't make this stuff up. Chick-fil-A's response got more than 700 replies and 4,300 quote tweets because of the wording. Some people say that, you know, Chick-fil-A says "your community" quite often, and really what they meant was your community. They weren't saying, "Hey, Don," I'm assuming Don was black because of the way their people are reacting, but they're saying like, "Hey, Don, all of you Asians, or all of you black people, or all of you white people." They weren't saying anything like that. They were just talking about, we'll make sure that the place where you live, your community, will know as soon as we have more spicy offerings. What have I got? I got stuff coming in on the text line. Oh, yeah, Paul from Athens is sick of hearing the word insurrectionist. I agree, in part because there were none. That was not an insurrection, by the way. A riot, maybe, yeah. A really bad day, yeah. An insurrection? No. That's actually a legal term, and it did not happen. There was no intent to supplant government by the masses. That's just ridiculous. What else I got there? Nope. There are people just kind of chiming in. They haven't told me what their favorite woke words or least favorite work words and work phrases are, but I got several people jumping on the text line. You want to call in, I'll be glad to hear from you. 833-68-RIGHT. We'll just open the phone lines too. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Did you know, according to the New York Post, and by the way, I'm talking about wordsmithing, number two on the Triple Dipper. Did you know that Google has launched a woke writing function? Now, I told you that Microsoft Word has one. I didn't realize Google did. It is now part of your Google search engine. It says Google, according to the story that came out in April of this year, Google has rolled out a new inclusive language function that is intended to steer users away from what it has deemed to be politically incorrect words, things like landlord and mankind. God. Says Google Docs introduced the woke feature this month, that's April, that shows pop-up warnings to people who are typing in words or phrases considered to be non-inclusive, like policeman, fireman, or housewife. The online words processor's algorithm will alert them that their chosen terms may not be inclusive to all readers. But they may be real words, thank you very much. If you are that offended, if someone wrote humankind, mankind instead of humankind, or policeman instead of police officer, and that offended you in some way, it is time for you to get over yourself. It is time for you to put on your big boy pants. I'm sorry, did I offend you? Maybe your big girl pants, and go out into the world and recognize that not everybody lives to be offended. Wordsmithing is getting to the point of being ridiculous. I got a caller on line too. Let me just check and see what she has to say. Kathy from Madison. Hey, Kathy. Phil Williams. How you doing?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Good. So my least favorite woke-isms, I guess, are personal pronouns.
Oh.
And people who demand that we use personal pronouns. And I was asking Boomer, I haven't been able to listen to your show in the past 2 or 3 weeks, so I didn't know if you had followed any of the issues going on at Madison City Schools with the rainbow flags and all of that, and the city council or the school board meeting from last week. And
I did
kind
some.
Of becoming like a big. Okay.
Yeah, I did. In fact, I saw what the teacher in Madison had to remove the rainbow flag from her classroom. And then we also had a teacher in the Huntsville City Schools, actually a guidance counselor, I believe, who sent out an email letting folks know she'll be helping kids learn their pronouns.
Yes.
Just unreal.
Yes. Well, and today, from what I heard, there was maybe a drama teacher at James Clements that is, I don't know if it's a teacher or a student. It could be a student that's passing out little small rainbow flags to all the students. It's crazy. I have a copy of a English lesson that's like, hey, put the commas into these sentences, and all the sentences are either gender related or political related.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. I really hope that anybody who is conservative in Madison and have students at the schools that are listeners and don't know what's going on will come to the next school board meeting.
Totally agree.
Because I think this issue, it's just going to keep escalating, you know, so.
Yeah, totally agree. And by the way, going back to your original point, too, the use of pronouns is one of my pet peeves right now. In fact, my response to that is my pronouns are what the by God English language says they should be, period.
Exactly. I shouldn't have to change. We shouldn't have to change the whole English language because it makes somebody feel uncomfortable. And I feel sorry for these children because I think that a lot of people are just preying on them.
Yeah.
I mean, these children are being preyed upon. It's very sad, and it's very sad to see it in our schools. And I appreciate you being conservative. I hate that I've had to miss your show. Things have just been really busy.
Well, you can always catch it. You can always catch it on podcast. We put it up there later on, so you can listen to it later if you want to.
Yeah, well, you've talked about 1819 News so much that I've been listening to their podcast. So hearing all the state stuff that I loved, I guess Scott Beeson and I can't remember the other guys. There's two podcasts, and I really love those. But I do love your show.
Well,
and,
thank you,
my
Kevin.
My sister in Birmingham is listening to your podcast, if that makes you feel better.
Outstanding. Well, I appreciate it. Kathy, hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate you being in the audience. You stay in the fight.
Okay.
All right. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I've got, I got a text here. Okay. I got one from Brian from Huntsville just texted me. He said one of his stale woke words, he says, are any phrase that starts off with Dr. Fauci says. Brian, you are so right. That one's got to go. And in fact, apparently it's going to go soon because Fauci is allegedly retiring. That's a good thing. Why do they keep trotting him out, by the way, as the spokesperson? Don't they know that all he does is inflame people? I mean, he's beyond his public relations usefulness. At some point, they have to recognize that it's more than just the phrase Dr. Fauci says. It's the fact that Dr. Fauci says, period, that we're getting also tired of. One just came in, a text message just came in from Bill from Huntsville. Bill says, hey, I'm tired of everything being blamed on climate change. Yes. Yes. And he says, what does he say here? I kid you not, a story at the top of the local news on your station listed one of the things that caused the rise of slavery being climate change. Oh, my gosh. I have no doubt. I apologize. I do not pick the news sources. So I tell you what, Boomer, we're going to run out of time, but let me take that call real quick. I'll go ahead and take line one, Clarence from Madison. Hey, Clarence, Phil Williams, I got about 45 seconds here. How you doing?
Hey, Phil, I want to bring something else to the attention. The Madison County by themselves either. They sent out an email a couple weeks ago talking about the Desegregation Act in the school system. Didn't segregation in Alabama end in 1966?
Thereabouts.
Yeah, so there's no reason for us to have a Desegregation Act committee at each of the county school systems either. And what we need to remember is I don't care whose feelings it hurts, they're sitting here infringing upon all of our rights by telling us that us using words that we know by God, he and she and him and her and all this stuff, we know there's two dang genders. And they're hurting my feelings by making me try to sit here and think that my God's wrong by creating something different.
There you go. Clarence, as always, you are spot on, brother. All right, we got to go. Clarence, thanks for the call. Boomer, take us to a break, man, before I just burn up all our time. We'll be like taking a break, coming back and saying hello and taking another break. We don't take it now. Folks, text me. Call me, 833-68-RIGHT. What are you passionate? Like, what phrase is driving you crazy in woke culture that you want to see gone? I got a stack more. Maybe I can get to them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about Spanish, south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, with parts like Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And solid conservative and just plain right. Okay, hey, listen, I got some great texts. Boomer, I just had one guy texted in. Where was that one? That one is, I got to make sure I get his name. I think that was Paul from Athens again. Yeah, it was. It was Paul from Athens. The woke phrase he's tired of hearing,
yeah.
President Joe Biden.
That's good.
And then and the other one, James from Harvest just texted in. He says, I don't know about you guys, but I cringe every single time I hear the words Inflation Reduction Act, knowing that if anyone in the Oval Office had a clue how to reduce inflation, they wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We got an amazing audience. I got somebody on the line?
Yes.
All right. Line three. Oh, Terry from Virginia. From Virginia. Terry from Virginia. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm actually from Alabama, so please don't put that moniker on me. I'm just up here visiting.
Well, I'm just proud that you took us on vacation with you.
Well, I'm actually listening to you through Alexa. My daughter has all that newfangled stuff, so
nice.
It does have its uses.
Nice.
Anyways, I was calling about my phrase I'm sick and tired of, and that is the new normal.
Yes. Yes.
I can't stand that.
I reject the idea that we're in a new normal. I want my normal back. That's all I
want. Exactly.
Thank you very much. That's spot on perfect.
Hey, listen, I did want to mention one of the funniest things I've seen.
Yeah.
This is the land of the masks still.
Oh.
And there was a guy, and he was riding, I think it's like a uni-wheel or one-wheel Segway, one of those things where they stand on like the pegs on the side of the wheel.
Yeah.
Go down the side. Well, he's riding that with his mask on, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding.
That's dangerous. You don't know. It might be keeping the bugs out of his teeth. That's what he was doing, is keeping the bugs out of his teeth.
<There's> that. All right.
Terry, thanks for taking us with you. We appreciate it. You have a great day. Okay, listen, I've got an article here. We're in number two of the Triple Dipper. And once again, Boomer, it's looking doubtful for number three. I'm just going to throw that out there. But number two of the Triple Dipper, wordsmithing, I'm calling it. And it's when there's words that get created for woke culture, or words that get banned by woke culture, or words that get co-opted and changed by woke culture. Okay. Men's Health Magazine. Interesting. I know.
All right.
Interesting source.
Hey.
You get your news from where? Men's Health.
Working out this morning.
It's right next to the one about how to do my abs. And then the article about protein and veganism. I found one about, do you speak woke? That's the name of the article.
In Men's Health.
Men's Health Magazine, October of last year, 2021. Do you speak woke? A glossary of terms you need to know. Now, the guy is obviously liberal. He starts off by saying, the word woke has been weaponized. On this show, it has. But look at almost any headline on the matter. You'll find it used as an insult. Another sign this country has lost its stiff upper lip and headed straight for the dogs. The targets are indiscriminate. Whatever. Anyway, it goes on to talk about how it's just amazing how even Disney World's been called woke. That's because Disney World is woke. Okay. But he also goes on to list words. And it does get pretty funny. But so here's the first one. BOPO. Have you ever heard of BOPO? Do you know what BOPO is?
Explain.
Body positivity. Listen, man. It's important. You got a little BOPO.
BOPO.
Hey. don't get down on your BOPO.
How's your BOPO?
Yeah, my BOPO's good. I ate five donuts and I still got a BOPO. We could go all day on that. Short for body positivity, a movement that celebrates the human body in all its forms and rejects the idea that everyone should strive to conform to society's narrow ideals. Narrow ideals, said the guy who writes for Men's Health Magazine that has shirtless men flashing their shaved pecs on the cover. But it's okay, BOPO. Next one, BAME, B-A-M-E. You ever heard of BAME, Boomer?
No.
BAME. BAME stands for Black, Asian, and Minority Ethnic. It's basically a word that means not white, I guess. BAME.
BAME.
And here's the interesting thing is, he says, you'll see word BAME used in lots of nervously worded job ads, invariably from businesses in the middle of having a panic attack about how relentlessly Caucasian their staff is. What? It's the here be dragons of inclusivity and should generally be avoided. Don't use BAME. He even says that you can write it in a job ad, but you can't say it. You're not allowed to say BAME. Don't talk about BAME. What happens with BAME stays with BAME. Whatever. I got a whole list of these. Like bropropriate. Did you know there's bropropriate? All right, folks, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You want to call in 833-687-4448. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. I got a text on the line from Paul from Athens again. He's been tearing it up today. He says, with regards to wordsmithing, he can't understand how they can claim to be for women's rights, but they can't define what a woman is. It's like woman lost its definition. Perfect point. Let me go to the phones. I got line one, Doug from Hoover. Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd add a wordsmith to add to that. I'm getting tired of hearing it is what it is.
Oh, I hate
to me,
that phrase.
It's just defeatism, and it's like accepting the new norm because it is what it is, and I don't accept that. And I'd also like to add, I think we should take back the rainbow.
Thank you. God's sovereign promise has been co-opted completely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a God-given, you know, natural wonder of the world, right? And it's time to take it back.
Yeah, I mean, it's even referenced in Scripture. He will set his bow in the clouds as a promise between me and thee, he says. And you're right.
Yeah.
Man, how did this happen?
It's for everybody, not just one type of people.
Thank you very much. Doug, great call. Appreciate you. He is so right, by the way. It is what it is like one of my least favorite phrases in the whole world. It's like, Boomer, don't ever say that on the show. I mean, in reference to like saying it like, I mean, like we're talking about it, it's one thing. But
right, but don't just go, it is what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the worst.
It rankled me when you said that. I know you better than that. That's not the way
that.
You talk.
That is not the way
that's
I talk.
That's like, that phrase is like, to me, what he said is defeatism. I think I said earlier, it's like the ultimate in apathy. Well, I can't do nothing, man. You know, it is what it is.
Sounds like another one of those. I mean, it's not, but it sounds like something that would come from "O Brother, Where Art Thou?"
Well, you know what? It is what it is because you sit around saying it is what it is. That's why it is what it is. Thank you very much.
Can you believe it's already 4:30?
Oh, my gosh. All right, back on wordsmithing. So, yeah, people text me. Tell me, call me, 833-68-RIGHT. What wokeism phrases... What things have been co-opted that you want back that were not designed to be used the way they're being used, pronouns being a classic example right now? How about this one? Here's other words they just flat make up. You ever heard of bro-propriate, Boomer?
No.
Bro-propriate.
I can't even say that quickly. If you bro-propriate.
If you could have seen Boomer's face. Bro-propriate is when a man takes a woman's idea and soaks up all the glory from it, is what I'm told, according to the article in Men's Health magazine. Bro-propriate.
All right, so that
bro.
Yeah, bro, come on.
Bro, don't bro-propriate.
Don't bro-propriate.
How about this? What happens if a woman does it to a man's idea? Is it chick-appropriate? What is it? You just cis-appropriated me. Brother and sister, bro-propriate, cis-appropriate. But then cis spelled with a C is another one on the list. Cis. Derived from the Latin meaning of on the side of, it often is considered the opposite of the prefix trans, which means across from. Therefore, to use the phrase cis as a prelim to other words like cisgender basically means you're not transgender. Why don't you just say that? I'm straight. I am not, don't cis me. Don't cis-appropriate me. All right, there's that. How about this? Just flat out cultural appropriation. Stop saying that phrase, this article says. Because I'm not even going to go down that line. I'm going to skip it. How about flexitarianism? Never heard of flexitarianism. It's on the list. A halfway house, it says, between eating meat every day and being a vegetarian, in that you still eat meat. No, that's called eating. That's just called eating. We're all omnivores. The majority of us were raised as omnivores. We will eat meat and vegetables. Why make up the new word? How about gender binary? I don't even want to go down that road. I'm sick of it. If I could get rid of that word. I'm gender binary. No, you're not. You're male or female. You know why I know? Well, because you are. I got a line. Oh, yeah, I got line six. Line six, Steve from Tennessee. Steve, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing good. I was going to say, think about how useless people are that sit around and come up with all these phrases to offend themselves.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, the one that really bugs me, and this is going to hit pretty close to your proximity fuse, is people that say the word like too much.
Oh, wow. See? There you go. You just got all in my business. I gotta make sure I don't say the word like for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, you won't be able to finish the show.
See you. See, Steve. Oh my gosh. Yeah, every once in a while, Charlene will text me and she'll say something like, "What's an example? What's the one that I say sometimes? Like, I forgot one of the phrases. One of the ones, the phrases she says, stop saying that. I'm like, I didn't know I said it. I know. That's why I'm telling you. Stop saying it. Anyway, a couple of other words that you need to know. Mansplaining. I'm sick of that word too. Mansplaining. What does that mean? Well, apparently mansplaining means when a man is like over-explaining something, a concept or whatever to a woman. Because the woman takes offense because it's like she's being treated as ignorant. What if the man's just explaining why something is what it is? Why'd you mow grass that way? Well, because I wanted to make sure that I cut the grass. Why'd you do this? Well, well, what's the purpose of that? Well, here's the reason. Is it always mansplaining? Or is mansplaining the insulting version, I guess? Mansplaining. Then there's toxic masculinity, which is ridiculous in my opinion. Toxic masculinity. By the way, this came from Men's Health magazine that has shirtless, chest-shaven men flashing their pecs and abs on the cover. Toxic masculinity is internalized misogyny, which causes many women to believe that they have to behave a certain way, even when it's to their detriment. Toxic masculinity makes men feel obligated to present a tough and stoic exterior to the world. What if you're just tough and stoic? What if you're not trying to present a tough and stoic? What if you're just tough and stoic anyway? What if you're just Clint Eastwood? You know, what if you're just John Wayne? Oh, by the way, what if you're the kind of guy that actually can win wars? There's an idea. All right, you want to call in and tell me what you think? I will take it. My phone's over here blowing up, too. I bet I'm getting text messages on the phone. We got the phone lines going, 833-687-4448. We got the texting line going, same number, 833-68-RIGHT. What did Brian from Huntsville just send me? Oh, no. I don't know if I can say. Hang on a second. Caitlyn Jenner's grandkids call him or her Bopo. I don't know. Oh, spelled it B-A-U-O, as in the Bopo. Okay, Brian, you're reaching, brother. You're good at this, but you're reaching on that one. Wow. All right. Woke language is indeed changing the meaning of words. Story on the Daily Signal, dated July 21st of last year. It says, have you noticed how our language is changing? At a congressional hearing on, quote, birthing while black, nearly every politician used the words birthing people instead of women or mothers. Asked why, Shalonda Young, President Joe Biden's budget director, said, well, our language needs to be more inclusive. Well, birthing people is women. Just so you know, activists have also changed equality to equity, they point out. Affirmative action is now called diversity. The Associated Press no longer uses the word mistress. It tells reporters to use the words companion, friend, or lover. Worse, certain speech is now labeled violence. Like calling a transgender woman a man is an act of violence. Let me just be honest. If you're a transgender woman, that really means you're a man. Last week, the American Booksellers Association apologized for promoting a book on gender dysphoria after activists called it anti-trans. They apologized. Go figure. The book is hardly anti-trans. Tim Sandifer of the Goldwater Institute says it's dangerous to call words violence. He says the only way that human beings can deal with one another is through language and discussion and debate. If we say that's violence, then the only way for us to relate to one another is through power. Wow. John Stossel wrote this piece, by the way, and it goes on from there, and I'll get back to it in a minute. I got a caller on the line, so I'll grab that real quick. Line one, Jerry from Decatur. Jerry, how you doing today?
Yes, sir, all the way.
All the way, sir. Airborne, what you got?
Yes, sir. All right, I just wanted a word back in our vocabulary concerning the immigrants is the word illegal.
Oh.
We can't call them illegals anymore, and that's what they are. They're not coming through the immigration system, so they're trying to come in here just wander into the country.
And if you get down to it, it used to be illegal aliens. Now it's illegal immigrants. And then it was not even illegal anymore.
That's right. They just won't be called migrants. And never mind the fact that they don't have a right to be in the country without being, you know, acknowledged as who they are and kind of checked out and so forth and set up to come through the door. You know, there is no illegal immigration to heaven. You got to come through the door. Jesus said, I'm the door. Well, our system has a door. It's called our immigration system. And you have to come. If you want to be a citizen of this country, you come through the system. You don't just wander in and do what you want to do, how you want to do, and all that. No wonder there's different kinds of flags flying around. And all the stupid stuff that's going on with parents not recognizing stupid in their kids. If they see something going on stupid that they're thinking about or trying to do, stop it. You know, but nobody wants to stop anything. They just tolerate and put up with. And no wonder we're having the problems we're having in the schools today.
Yeah. All right. So, Jerry, points well made, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to quote the phrase, parents need to start looking at the stupid in their kids. And
There you go.
I'm for it. All right.
Recognize stupid, call it what it is. Hey, look, we got to put on talk. We're not tolerating this stupid here.
I like it. Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. You have a great day, bud. Hey, by the way, I just got a text in. Shelton in Harvest says he's tired of Kamala Harris saying the border is secure.
That's what I was about to say. I was literally about to say, I'm tired of just hearing about the dang border. Let's just fix it.
Yeah. It ain't secure.
I know.
And so, yeah, so Jerry, so Shelton in Harvest says he's tired of hearing that Kamala says the border is secure. Yeah, that's a phrase that should not be uttered in terms of our southern border right now. You are so correct. Thank you very much for that. Jeremy in Huntsville just texted in, and like one of those pet phrases, I guess, for him, not so much a wokeism, it's like a slang thing. He says, I hate it when someone says I haven't seen him in a minute, and it's not even been 60 seconds. It's been a hot minute since I saw that guy. Well, no, it's been more than that. It's been like a year and a half. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and wrap the show up for the day. I've been wordsmithing, number two on the Triple Dipper. What in the world, when our language gets co-opted, changed, adapted, or they just flat make up words like bro-propriate? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Oh, man. Making it cool to be a conservative. I got a text here from Chris from Madison. He says he is tired of progressives redefining the word fascism. I agree. He points out, he says, they redefined fascism and then they apply it to people who are actually the exact opposite of what a fascist is. And they totally do it all the time. All right, what other? I'm wordsmithing right now. That's number two on the Triple Dipper. I got a call on line five. Listen, so that's the deal. You want to call in or text me? You got to keep it civil. But the number is 833-687-4448. And Dale won't be calling back in. So the bottom line is this. The English language is what it is. Do words sometimes morph over time and get redefined? Apparently. I mean, right now, truthfully, The word gay was always designed to mean happy or, you know, light of spirit. I mean, you can think of the song from World War II, and we'll all be gay when Johnny comes marching home. That has an entirely different connotation now. If you were to sing that walking down the street, somebody would think you were getting ready for the gay pride parade. But when did that change? I don't know. How did the rainbow become the symbol of the gay pride movement? I don't know. It was never intended to be that. How do we get words like bro-propriate and cisgender? I don't know. They just came out of nowhere. Where did fascism suddenly become a word that means you're conservative and you don't agree with Democrats? It's not. Go look it up. How did insurrection become a word that means riot? It doesn't. Somebody please explain to them. And oh, by the way, how can an individual be a they-them? They can't. That's a violation of the rules of grammar. And by the way, shame on you if you are working in a school that teaches the English language and teaches kids and tests them on grammar and then allows them to use they-them. Because you are literally saying, here's the English language, here's how you have to pass the test, and oh, by the way, you're free to go ahead and morph it right now while you're in the halls of the schoolway. It doesn't work that way. What else have I got? Anything, get more text? Nope, that one's not clear. That one's already done. All the tech messages are in. All right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, too, real quick before I go. Most of y'all right now are getting into go-home mode. You're on the road. You're looking for the way out of the office, those of you who don't work at home. And you're thinking, all right, tomorrow morning when I come in, I usually grab the biscuit or I drink the protein shake in the car. So let me just suggest something to you. If you're in the listening area and you're up there in the North Alabama region, out on Hughes Road in Madison and another on South Parkway in Huntsville, yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. You may want to make them a stop on the way in. And there's a couple of reasons why, not the least of which is the fact that you don't have to get the usual biscuit and hash browns at the drive-thru with the fast food place and then snarf it in your car while you're driving in. You might want to stop and get a womlet. You might want to stop and get waffles. You might want to stop and just have yourself a moment where you sit there, use the Wi-Fi, or maybe you're one of those remote workers and you take the laptop with you to Just Love Coffee Cafe because they let you use the Wi-Fi, hang out and have a cappuccino, enjoy the atmosphere, and you're not just sitting there at that nappy desk where you've been sitting for the last 2 years in your bedroom. Just an idea. Just Love Coffee Cafe is more than just good coffees. Like the treat coffees, like the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, and the freshly award-winning ground black roast coffees. I just combined that phrase in an awkward manner. But the reality is they got great coffee, yes. They got great food, yes. But they've also got great atmosphere. And it's one of the things they pride themselves on is a place where you can hang out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on the right side. By the way, Boomer, Charlene texted me and reminded me of the word that I use too often.
Oh, what was that?
Literally. She literally just texted me.
Literally just then.
She literally just texted me, and I literally apparently use literally too often.
Man, I understand.
Literally.
I will say this show has flown by today.
It has flown by. And I'm digging the text thing you set up for us. As always, you do good work, Boomer.
Hey, thank you.
We appreciate you. I don't know where all the buttons are. Boomer has set himself up to be indispensable. All right. All right, folks, great show, great night. You guys have an amazing evening. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2. Got a good show lined up for you then, too. Y'all have a good one.